The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Happy to be with you back for another session of Triangle Bulletin Board. We're going to start out with some national entertainment news. A new book is out, or will be out next month, that suggests Elvis Presley was in a lot of physical pain in the final months of his life. The suggestion is made in Destined to Fly, the story of Ron Strauss, From Iowa to Elvis, written by author Sally Hodel. The book goes on to say the singer who made teenage girls hysterical with his movie star looks, catchy songs, and gyrating pelvis during the 50s was suffering from declining health in the 70s. He developed a dependence on prescription drugs to get through the day, all while maintaining a grueling schedule. He turned to food for comfort and had gained a considerable amount of weight. On August 16th, 1977, Presley was found unconscious in his Graceland mansion. He was rushed to the hospital, where he was pronounced dead at the age of 42. Going back to 1973, if you were watching the Academy Awards, you may remember Sachin Littlefeather. She was given 60 seconds to speak on behalf of Marlon Brando to refuse the Oscar for Best Actor for his starring role in The Godfather. She faced a mixture of loud boos and cheers and defended the rights of Native Americans on national TV. Almost 50 years later now, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is formally apologizing to Littlefeather for the mistreatment she experienced during her speech and in the years to follow. The abuse you endured because of this statement was unwarranted and unjustified, former Academy President David Rubin wrote in a letter to Littlefeather. The emotional burden you have lived through and the cost to your own career in our industry are irreparable. For too long, the courage you showed has been unacknowledged. For this, we offer both our deepest apologies and our sincere admiration. Littlefeather also said that John Wayne, the conservative Western star who once said Indians were selfishly trying to keep the U.S. for themselves, charged at her to take her off the stage, though he was restrained by security guards. Okay, coming up, here's the lineup for the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Saturday, August 27th, Our Youth Matter. It's a black tie gala and comedy show. The gala is a celebration of heroes that give back to their community every day. Paired with Robert Mitchner's dream team of comedy legends, a bundle of two amazing events in one night. All proceeds from this amazing night will benefit Our Youth Matters, a 501c nonprofit organization. It's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Sunday, August 28th, Terrence K. Williams and Steve McGrew. The comedians bring their sensational brand of humor tackling life and politics in an uproarious show which will have you laughing all night long and for days after. Terrence has been making people laugh his entire life and is the author of the From the Foster House to the White House, relating his incredible journey about growing up without a home and achieving the American dream. Steve Mudflap McGrew, the hellbent hillbilly who many call the funniest man in America and a national treasure, has won 3 country music awards and been featured on Comedy Central. He hosts the Remasculate podcast. The show featuring Terrence Williams and Steve McGrew is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday, September 1st, in Tocable, comes to Raleigh for the first time ever with their new tour, Modus Operandi 2022. Come for a night filled with passion and excitement with the Tejano Grupo and their new songs coming off their new album, Modus Operandi. It's at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday and Sunday, September 3rd and 4th, African American Cultural Festival of Raleigh and Wake County. The event is an annual celebration of African American culture as expressed through art, music, food, and community. The festival has become Raleigh's premier destination for teaching, sharing, and celebrating African Americans' distinctive folk and cultural traditions here in North Carolina and around the world. It's being held at Licton Plaza. Thursday, September 15th, it's Gary Allen Ruthless Tour. With the allure of a modern-day outlaw, Gary has won over fans, peers, and critics with his signature blend of smoldering vocals, rebellious lyrics, and raucous live performances. It's at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, September 17th, Co-Chameleon Live, JJ's Journey. It's a Broadway-style musical production and an unforgettable adventure, encouraging parents and kids alike to get out of their seats and sing and dance along at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, September 17th as well, Mike Phillips' album release concert. A world-renowned saxophonist, Phillips is known as one of the most electrifying instrumentalists today, Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday, September 22nd, Jimmy Vaughn. In true Texas fashion, 4-time Grammy winner Jimmy Vaughn has helped breathe new life into the music that has been his lifeline all these decades, becoming a hero to those who cherish America's real gift to musical history. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, September 23rd and 24th, opening weekend, Pictures at an Exhibition. This is from the North Carolina Symphony. Few works can match the orchestral color and sonic impact of Pictures at an Exhibition to display the virtuosity of the North Carolina Symphony. That's opening weekend, Pictures at an Exhibition, Friday and Saturday, September 23rd and 24th. And rounding out the month of September, it's the IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards at Memorial Auditorium on Thursday, September 29th. Again, the IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, October 1st, Amanda Miguel and Ana Victoria Verdaguer, Siempre Te Amaré, a tribute to Diego Verdaguer, a hugely popular figure in Mexico, Argentina, and elsewhere across the Latin American scene. Memorial Auditorium. And Sunday, October 2nd, Puccini's Mano Lasco, a North Carolina opera. Two young people are passionately in love, but her taste for the finer things in life leads them both astray. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall. Switching gears to the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known, of course, as DPAC. Saturday, August 27th, it's Joe Coy. Funny is funny. As one of today's premier stand-up comics, Joe Coy has become a long way from his modest beginnings performing at a Las Vegas coffee house. Thursday, September 8th, Jim Jefferies, The Moist Tour. This Sydney native is one of the most popular and respected comedians of his generation, entertaining audiences across the globe with his provocative, belief-challenging, and thought-provoking comedy. Friday, September 9th, Big Show, The Temptations and the Four Tops at Deepak. The history of The Temptations is the history of contemporary American pop, an essential component of the original Motown machine. It wasn't until 1964, however, that the Smokey Robinson written and produced The Way You Do the Things You Do turned the guys into stars. One of Motown's biggest hit makers, the Four Tops are among the most stable and consistent vocal groups. As one of Motown's steadiest hit makers, the Four Tops are among the most stable of vocal groups. Their first Motown hit, Baby I Need Your Loving, in 1964, made them stars, and their 60s track record on the label is indispensable to any retrospective of the decade. Their songs, so soulful and bittersweet, were across-the-board successes. Wednesday through Sunday, September 14th through October 2nd at Deepak, Frozen. From the producer of The Lion King and Aladdin, Frozen, the Tommy-nominated Best Musical, is now on tour across North America, and critics rave, it's simply magical. Thursday, October 6th, funny lady Wanda Sykes, an Emmy-winning stand-up comic, writer, actress, and producer who has been entertaining audiences for more than two decades. She has ranked among Entertainment Weekly's 25 funniest people in America, and her peers have called her one of the funniest stand-up comics in the field. In 2020, Wanda received Emmy nominations for both her role as real-life comic Moms Mabley in The Marvelous Ms. Maisel and for her voice work as Gladys Murphy in Crank Yankers, a role she originated. Friday, October 7th at Deepak, Brandi Carlile, a special solo performance. After two hard-fought decades in the making, Carlile is in the midst of experiencing the biggest highs of her acclaimed career thus far. From a show-stealing debut at the 61st Grammy Awards to her first sold-out arena show at Madison Square Garden, to an ever-growing number of awards and accolades, Brandi Carlile, all-star collaborations, and countless other staggering achievements. Saturday, October 8th, it's Father John Misty, special guest Suki Waterhouse. Joshua Michael Tillman is best known by his stage name, Father John Misty. He's an American musician, singer, songwriter, and a record producer. This is his first appearance at Deepak. Sunday, October 9th, Taryn Wells with special guest Aaron Cole and Lakewood Music. Wells is a 10-time Grammy nominee and platinum-selling recording artist. He brings his energy, life-impacting live show with the Joy in the Morning Tour. Tuesday, October 11th, Government Mule with Mike Campbell and the Dirty Knobs. Having galvanized a global fan base with their honest, organic, and daring music and improvisational virtuosity has them recognized as one of the most timeless, revered, and active bands in the world. Up next on the Deepak schedule, Wednesday, October 12th, Ward Runna. Ward Runna is a Norwegian music constellation dedicated to creating musical renditions of ancient Norse and Nordic traditions. They use a broad selection of both traditional and historical Nordic instruments. Saturday, October 15th, Diana Krall, Grammy Award-winning and multi-platinum jazz singer. Krall is the only jazz singer to have 8 albums debut at the top of the Billboard Jazz Albums chart. Sunday, October 16th. This is a good show. Steve Martin and Martin Short. You won't believe what they look like today, with special guest Jeff Babko and the Steep Canyon Rangers. This is a show that redefines the form in unexpected and profound ways from two of the funniest, most influential, and acclaimed talents of the past century. That's Steve Martin and Martin Short on Sunday, October 16th. Then, Tuesday through Sunday, October 18th through the 23rd, the musical Annie. Holding on to hope when times are tough can take an awful lot of determination, and sometimes an awful lot of determination comes in a surprisingly small package. Little Orphan Annie has reminded generations of theater goers that sunshine is always right around the corner. That's Annie, Durham Performing Arts Center, Tuesday through Sunday, October 18th through the 23rd. All right, here we go with Carolina Theater, West Morgan Street in Durham. Tuesday, August 30th, Songs for Musical Empowerment. This is a benefit concert with free tickets. Musical Empowerment is a nonprofit celebrating 20 years of service. Since 2002, the nonprofit has offered free music lessons to children from marginalized communities. Sunday, September 4th, Carolina Theater, Crowded House, Dreamers Are Waiting, North American Tour. The band's first incarnation lasted from 1985 through 1995 with 4 studio albums and enjoyed much success worldwide, becoming particularly beloved for their freewheeling and interactive live shows. Thursday, September 8th, it's Croce Plays Croce, 50th anniversary. From A.J. Croce, a special night of music featuring a complete set of classics by his late father, Jim Croce. Some of his own tunes and songs that influenced both of them and his father. Songs that influenced both him and his father. That's the way to say it. All right. Saturday, September 17th, Matt Nathanson with special guest Donovan Woods. Based in San Francisco, Nathanson has evolved in one of the premier songwriters and dynamic performers on the music scene today. His 2007 album, Some Mad Hope, his first for Vanguard, yielded the smash single Come On, Get Higher, which has sold more than 2 million copies. Monday, September 19th, an evening with Brian Culbertson, featuring Marcus Anderson and Markel Jordan. Over the course of crafting a 20-album catalog and architecting more than 30 Billboard number one singles as a multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and producer, Brian has charted his own unique course in music. Tuesday, September 20th, the Robert Cray Band. Since 1974, the band has been touring and recording their unique groove, born from a love of soul, R&B, gospel, blues, and rock and roll. The 5-time Grammy winner has been inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. Saturday, September 24th, the Monty Schooled. It's the day of the final exam, and you realize that you haven't been to class all semester. You're going to fail this exam, and you're going to fail this class. Then you wake up in a cold sweat. You're 40 years old and haven't been in school for years. Join the Monty as they share true and personal stories about getting schooled in very real and unavoidable ways. Wednesday, September 28, Billy Bragg, USA and Canada Tour 2022. It was 37 years ago when the Saturday boy from Essex, who would become the UK's foremost political singer-songwriter, released his first record, Life's a Riot with Spy vs. Spy. It contained seven songs, honed live, bashed out on a punk rock electric guitar, and wrapped in a utilitarian single color sleeve. That's Wednesday, September 28th. Then Thursday, September 29th, it's Sibling Rivalry Tour. This sibling rivalry has reached a new dimension in a multimedia extravaganza that takes us through the television tubes on a quest to settle the ultimate dispute. Sit back, relax, and don't touch that remote, because this is a battle royale of lip syncs, costume changes, and low blows you don't want to miss. Get your tickets now and tune in to the in-person pay-per-view event of the year. Friday, September 30th, it's Ninja Sex Party Up Close and Personal Tour. After 3 years not touring for some reason, Ninja Sex Party is back with an all-acoustic show. All right, Saturday, October 1st, it's J.B. Smoove Physical Therapy Tour. Wednesday, October 12th, Craig Ferguson, the Fancy Rascal Tour. Thursday, October 13th, Here Comes the Mummies, the Pyramid Scream Tour. And Saturday, October 15th, Pierce Phelan, Black to the Future. That's part of the Family Saturday series at Carolina Theater. The performance is at 11 a.m. All right, Coca Booth Amphitheater in Cary. Wednesday, August 31st, the Johnny Folsom 4, Pickin' in the Pines music series. Wednesday, September 7th, Collective Soul and Switchfoot. Friday, September 9th, Rock and Romance, Ambrosia, John Ford Coley, and Peter Beckett from Player. Saturday, September 10th, Smooth Nights at Booth Amphitheater, Incognito, and Mesa. Wednesday, September 14th, Boots and Bangs, part of the Pickin' in the Pines music series. Saturday, September 17th, 7th Annual Asia Fest with Dragon Boat Racing. Wednesday, September 21st, Megan Doss Band. This, again, part of the Pickin' in the Pines series. Wednesday, September 28th, Jonathan Bird. Again, Pickin' in the Pines music series. Thursday, September 29th. This will be a big show. Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias. Again, that's Thursday, September 29th at Coca Booth. Friday and Saturday, September 30th and October 1st, 8th Annual Triangle Rotary Oktoberfest. Wednesday, October 5th, Snapback, Pickin' in the Pines music series. Saturday, October 8th, Humsub Diwali 2022 Festival of Lights. And Saturday, October 15th, the North Carolina Wine Festival. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Thursday, September 1st, the Black Keys, Band of Horses, and Early James. Wednesday, September 7th, Five Finger Death Punch with Megadeth and The Hue. Saturday, September 10th, One Republic and Need to Breathe. Saturday, September 17th, Nas and Wu-Tang Clan. Saturday, September 24th, Farm Aid Festival with Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews Band, and Chris Stapleton. And then Tuesday, September 27th, it's Alice in Chains and Breaking Benjamin. And that's the final show of the season, unless, of course, somebody schedules after. All right, here's the lineup at Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. Thursday, August 25th, John Pardee, Ain't Always the Cowboy Tour, with special guests Lainey Wilson and Haley Withers. Friday, August 26th, Jamie Johnson, with special guests Blackberry Smoke and Megan Maroney. Saturday, September 10th, Lee Bryce, Label Me Proud Tour, with special guests Michael Ray and Jackson Dean. Wednesday, September 14th, Zach Bryan, American Heartbreak Tour, with Charles Wesley Godwin. Friday and Saturday, September 30th and October 1st, the IBMA's World of Bluegrass Main Stage events. Sunday, October 2nd, Black Pumas. Their show has been canceled. Monday, October 3rd, Death Cab for Cutie, Asphalt Meadows Tour, with special guest Lou. Friday, October 7th, it's Maxwell, the Night Tour, with special guest Ash Miner. Thursday, October 20th, Co Wetzel. And Friday, October 28th, Band Together with the Turnpike Troubadours. And finally, PNC Arena. Friday, August 26th, My Chemical Romance, with special guest Turnstile and Soul Glow. Sunday, October 2nd, Panic at the Disco, Viva La Vengeance Tour 2022. Thursday, October 6th, Dr. David Jeremiah, featuring the Gaither Local Band. Friday, October 7th, we've got Cat Williams, 2023 and Me Tour. Tuesday, October 18th, let me see here, Greta Van Fleet, Dream and Gold Tour 2022, with Duran Jones and the Indications and Crown Lands. Thursday, November 3rd, Reba McEntire with special guest Terry Clark. Again, we're talking about shows at PNC Arena. And then Wednesday through Sunday, December 7th through the 11th, Disney on Ice. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.